overall, I mean, you gained 408 yards, 23 first downs. I mean, did you feel that was a pretty successful debut, or are you a coach?
The biggest part of being successful is winning, you know. So winning was the key thing, making sure we do whatever we need to do to move the ball, score some points. Obviously, we have some things we have to correct and have to get better at. But it's fun to correct when you win. So as far as playing hard, the guys played really hard. They were into the game. We had some highs and some lows, but we kept going. So that was a big part. That's why I think it was successful. We won. We stuck together as a team and played hard.
Greg, how much of the passing game going a lot to the tight ends and the backs was more so what they were doing or a game plan?
Almost all of our passes are progression. So what the defense gives you, that's what you take. So they're taught to go 1 to 2 to 3, and, you know, if that's what the defense has given us, that's what we're going to take. So, you know, Tyrod did what he was coached and went through, so that's where the targets went. And each game is going to be just a little bit different based on what they give us. So.
Do you feel the wide receivers, though, need to get more involved, though?
Well, I mean, if they're open, they'll get involved. I mean, certainly Zay had the one early. It was a big play for us to get started. Dre scored on a touchdown. You know, Jordan made two explosive plays. So I think there's plenty there, and I think they'll continue. Everybody will get involved. That's the way we kind of design it, you know. Certainly 25 gets a lot of balls to touch, but we design it so that it's a straight progression, and whatever they're giving us, we'll take what we can get.
Coach, I know 3 out of 4 in the red zone looks good on paper. How did it look
on film to you? Well, the one that we didn't make was a turnover, went the other way. So, you know, we had good ball movement. We just need to finish the first one right way. And, you know, just correcting that on film, we'll get that done.
Coach, a lot of your runs were to the right side of the offensive line, at least with LeSean. What was the idea behind that?
There is no design. We call them right, left, whichever way. Sometimes it's to the field, sometimes it's the boundary. It was nothing directed straight to the right. If they overloaded a defense to the left, we were running right. So that was purely coincidental. We call them everywhere, each way we can go. All right. So I don't know. I didn't hear that stat. So
that was,
I wasn't calling them that way. I'll tell you. I promise you that.
In regards to the goal line, is it more of a feel out how Shady's, you know, if he's gassed or whatnot, or is there a concerted effort that Mike's going to be the guy?
I think everybody will get an effort, just like everybody's going to get an effort out in the field, you know. Obviously, you know, LeSean is our player. He's our starting running back. And we'll just go with that. You know, each week, maybe a play design, maybe that. We'll just have to, you know, go by feel on that one.
Or you think Dermot referenced 4-minute drill being on, you know, his to-do list going forward. What do you think kind of – was it just winning at the line at the end that caused –
there's quite a few. I mean, obviously they stuffed the box, and we just got to make our plays. We had a chance where, you know, if there's one extra guy in the box, we've got to do something to get that guy out of there or beat that guy one-on-one. So we'll get that done, look at our structure and see how we do it. Just, it's the same as coming out of the half. I mean, our first drive coming out of the second half was not good. Some of that's on me. All right, let's design a better play. Let's get a better structure going. And we got to make sure because coming out after they started with the ball, we got to go better than three and out. I mean, we got to get a drive going. And that's on me. Making sure we sit at halftime, we discuss what our best plays are, what's our best direction based on what we got in the first half, make our corrections and go from there.
Is that kind of a feeling out process, though, too? I mean, you're new to your players, they're new to you.
No, it's just it's us communicating as a coaching staff and just getting that done. You know, we'll get better at it. The players will get better at it. I think we'll work our way through that.
You use Mike Tolbert exclusively as the backup running back to LeSean. You foresee that going forward?
Right now, yeah. And Mike did some good things, you know. Went sideways 2 times, and he got corrected on that, and he'll go downhill. I mean, he made fantastic runs. But, again, that's everything's going to be, you know, pretty fluid as we move forward. I guess that's the right word. I hear that all the time anyway.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Given that this is Sean's homecoming, going back to Carolina, can you reflect back to the 2016 Super Bowl and what you saw from Sean and his defense?
Absolutely not. This is the 2017 Buffalo Bills against the 2017 Carolina Panthers. That's all I know. I mean, we're going out there to go play them. We'll see what they did on film against the 49ers, what they did in preseason. It's a new defensive coordinator. We're brand new staff. We do different things than we did in Denver. We got different personnel. They got different personnel, so we're just going to go play this game.
Maybe I didn't explain myself properly. I just what you saw from Sean as a head coaching prospect at the time.
Oh.
That's, sorry.
I got you. I thought you were trying to game plan off of that. No, I'm sorry.
Defense. But what you saw from Sean's defense at the time and how he was becoming a head coaching candidate.
Well, you don't have to play him to understand that. I mean, they're always structured with what they did, you know, everywhere he's been. So, you know, I knew that he did a good job of coaching defense, right? They're well coached, fundamentally sound. So it's part of when I came in to interview with him, that was a part I liked. I liked the way he thought about football and lined up with a lot of things I did. That's why I'm here.
I know you made it a point of emphasis with Tyrod all through the offseason, you know, the timing of the release, you know, in terms of timing up the offense and everything. How did that look at first blush here in the first
quarter? Most of the time it was good. There's a couple of times his timing was a little bit off, and we'll correct that. So, but for the most part, when he dropped back, he did a good job of, like I said, reading, going through his progressions, listening to his feet, and getting the ball out on time.
Now, as you say, maybe you can't gauge this after one game, but is he kind of where you expected him to be in terms of the learning time on the job, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the way he played yesterday, if that helps you. I think he did a good job doing what he needed to do to win the game. You know, he moved when he had to move, got the ball where he needed to go, threw the ball away four times when he needed to. So that's a part of being a quarterback. Don't worry about it. Completions, let's keep us on schedule.
How do you feel he did in terms of waiting in the pocket and using his arm instead of his legs?
Well, like I said, the times that we dropped back, for the most part, he did a good job. You know, some of that was dictated on what was going on in front of him. And, I think moving forward, we're in great shape. We saw what we needed to see. He understands what David and Mark and I believe, and we'll move forward with that. I think he took to, you know, what we said and understands it, and we'll get it corrected. If it was a mistake, if it was not, you know, if he moved when he needed to move, he did a good job. He sure used his feet well.
Yeah, he had a couple passes batted down on the first drive, and then I don't think another one the rest of the game. Was that a correction that you guys worked on during the game?
I think his eyes were a little quick going out, yeah. I think he needs to see, you know, stay down, and that's what we tell him all the time. Batted balls, a lot of times those are your eyes. You're looking too quick to where you got to throw it. So, but, you know, there's a lot of things that go in. If they don't rush, I mean, it's tough for them to get the ball around them. So we'll work on that. Yeah, we'll get it corrected, but he's fine.
In regards to LeSean in the passing game, is it pretty much he's always a mismatch, or is it when they match up with guys like Kuechly or Davis that – maybe it's not as much so with those guys at that level?
I think he can get open. And when he gets open, we'll hit him the ball if that's where the ball's supposed to go. How's that? Now, he does a good job. He's a good route runner. He's got great ball skills. So he is a viable receiver. He did a good job in protection when they brought the house a couple of times, too. He stepped up and did his job.
You got 27 touches yesterday. Is that a number?
You know, I don't keep track. I'm certainly not down there with a calculator figuring out how many. I mean, if I give him 50 times, you know, he'd make 50 plays. I just know he's a good player. And I'm going to let that all work itself out, you know, as far as how many touches. He certainly makes a lot of plays when he has the ball in his hands.
Thank you.